Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 17, 2023. The Dome of the World. I pray that all soldiers at the front line return home in peace, that the war will end, and that all the people in the world will understand that war is the greatest evil that can be. And that we will live in a world in which there will be no more wars, there will be no more hatred but only connection. Today, in our state, with such enemies and haters, it seems like a perfect utopia. And yet, we want peace to reign over the whole earth so that the revelation of the Creator appears above us and covers and protects us like a dome of peace. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 13, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides Him. In the time of difficult trials. Question: are the things that are happening purposefully intended for the global Bnei Baruch or for the people of Israel or for the whole world? Answer: for everyone, to the extent that everyone participates in the world movement and its development. All of humanity is connected in one will to receive that gradually undergoes its transformation, a change from the will to receive to the will to bestow under the influence of the Creator. Therefore, I cannot imagine any state other than to be connected with each other and in turning to the Creator, to convince Him to change our intentions to bestowal, to love, and to connection. Question: let us assume that we, Bnei Baruch, like good children, behave correctly and unite in the required way. How can we imagine this correct connection? Answer: as a state where the entire world group is being included into the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 9, 2023. Growing stronger in there is none else besides Him. When will peace reign? Question: everything that happened to us at the convention caused a lot of love to be revealed in us, and we naturally annulled ourselves. But what is happening now in Israel causes hatred in us, because when you are attacked you hate the enemy. Answer: this enemy is in our heart. We must understand that everything depends on our hearts. To the extent that we are close to each other in our hearts, peace will reign throughout the world. This is what we lack. Only love and closeness between us and between all the people in the world. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 7, 2023. Current events in Israel. Understand the Creator. Question: if we unite minimally and build this state, will we be given even greater trials until the final correction? Answer: yes, naturally. Our egoism will grow, we will be given stricter circumstances to rise above them in mutual guarantee. Question: are completely corrected people absent from this reality, do they drop out of it? Answer: no, they are just above it. Question: how do we increase our sensitivity? Answer: if we study, read, and discuss together, we have the opportunity to understand the Creator more out of understanding each other. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 9, 2023. Growing stronger in there is none else besides Him. The force of unity. Question: what does it mean that the force of unity inclines the whole world to the side of merit? How does this happen in the ten? Answer: first of all, you must achieve connection between you. And then your force of unity, which you will achieve together, will reveal the Creator to you, will reveal the upper world, and you will see how everything really works. Question: what is the beginning of the sensory form of the feeling of connection in the ten? Answer: one desire and one goal. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 11, 2023. Growing stronger in there is none else besides Him. Under the condition of convergence. Question: as animals, we can fight with each other, we can be afraid. And how can we raise the importance and greatness of the Creator so that we break away from our animal, feel that the Creator is the most important thing for us, and so we will put what He wants from us first instead of what our animal is afraid of? Answer: we can achieve everything only through our connection. The more tightly we connect, the greater height we will reach. There will be nothing to be afraid of, everything will be arranged perfectly and well. But this is only on condition of rapprochement between us. Question: how can we see where this rapprochement is still lacking? Answer: check yourself with your 10, everyone should do so, and you will see that everything will be fine. Everything will be great. Nothing bad will happen. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 7, 2023. Current events in Israel. Demand correction from the Creator. Question: what is going on in the world? It seems that the peaceful years are over, that the time of peace has come to its end. Where is the world heading? Answer: the world is moving toward awareness of its own misery, sin, mutual hatred, and egoistic relationships with each other. In the end, all this helps us raise our heads and demand correction from the Creator. Correction. Question: there is a part of humanity that is against the normal civilized world, against the existing order in the world. So what kind of correction should we require? Answer: it depends on everyone. We must definitely try to explain to people that everything depends only on their kind attitude toward one another. This sounds naive, but in principle, as we are studying, all the good forces of nature, which alone can turn us into normal people, are based on this. Question: so, correction will take place, and these forces will turn us into normal people? Will your neighbors become normal and say, "We love our brothers in Israel"? Will this happen in this way? Answer: yes, definitely. Question: and what should we do for this? Request that the terrorists who are shooting at you come to this realization? Answer: of course. So that in the first place we come to the realization that a good future depends on good relations between us. We must be closer to each other in our hearts, both friends in our tens and the whole world. At least friends in our tens. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 7, 2023. Current events in Israel. How can we bring all desires into one? Question: there are differences in our level of desire to attain the Creator. There are guys who want to advance quickly and devote their whole lives to the path, while others have less strong desire. How can we combine these desires into one? Answer: this all happens only on the basis of unity. What is interesting about unity? There are hundreds and thousands of people with different languages and mentalities, but when they unite, new qualities are obtained, and none of them remain what they were before. Just as, for example, there is a big difference between raising a child among people who will influence him or leaving him in the forest to grow up alone. It is clear that nothing will come out of him. It is the same here. We must constantly influence each other and set an example. If at a given moment I give an example to my friends, then in the next moment they influence me. This is where our progress lies. To the extent that we think about others, to that extent and with this force the Creator thinks about us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 29, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Don't be ashamed of your nature. Question: I feel the hearts of my friends, but my heart is torn into pieces. I keep bumping into the wall of egoism when I try to open it. I feel terrible shame from the thought that if I open my heart, everyone will see that there is criticism, judgments, and all sorts of nonsense. Answer: so what's the big deal? First, the usual answer to this is, go to the Creator who created my heart this way, complain to Him. Therefore, when a person reveals his bad heart, He should not be ashamed and hide. He must try to rise up and ask the Creator to correct, in general, what the Creator himself did. We have every right to turn to him and demand that he correct our hearts. The science of Kabbalah is built on the fact that we unite in asking and demanding correction. And the Creator initially says, I created the evil inclination and gave the Torah to correct it. What does the Torah to correct it mean? This is the highest light that we can attract, and it will correct us, only it can do this. And our task is to discover our faults and evil, and ask the Creator for help. He specifically waits for us to beg him because in this case we will draw closer to him. Everyone can ask the Creator, and he hears everyone, but we must push him to action only from the group. There are thousands of people at the convention, and therefore, when you ask and speak, you connect with each other and unite in a common heart. In ordinary life, we act in tens. And if the ten is united, it can influence the Creator so that he changes each of its friends. Good luck to you. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, September 30, 2023. Lesson 1: The work is mainly in the heart. Michael Leitman, on Quora, a plea from a broken heart. The heart of the people of Israel still aches from the tragic events of October 7, 2023. It is a pain felt deep within, permeating the very air they breathe. As the Kabbalist Menachem Mendel of Gotsk once proclaimed, no one is complete when their heart is in pieces. A broken heart is highly sensitive to its own fractures. It yearns fervently for restoration, to become whole once again. A broken heart is like an open book, vulnerable and exposed. It notices even the faintest impurities that pass through it and can regret those moments when it lets those impurities pass by. The stark divisiveness of the people of Israel throughout the year, expressed in the constant protests and demonstrations, all shattered with the tragedies on October 7th. Today, broken-hearted, they can naturally implore for healing. The plea is simple. May no unkind thoughts traverse our hearts, may no folly enter, and may we shed no disdain nor arrogance in our interactions. By doing so, we draw closer to balance with the fundamental laws of nature, laws of love, bestowal and connection, for if we do not wish to align our unity with the total unity that exists in nature itself, then we have a rickety basis for our unity. How can we align our unity with nature's unity? It is by regularly developing our very plea to mend our fractured hearts to unite as one. In our wounded state lies an immense opportunity, to ask for healing, to pray for the unity of all, so that we could stand as a single harmonious entity, a nation bound together as one man with one heart. It is my hope that this plea from a broken heart will accompany us moving forward, and that with its help, a positive sense of unity will take shape not only in our nation, but the world over. Based on the Daily Kabbalah Lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on October 12, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.